Widow's War by Michael Coleman. Read by Christopher Milnes. Chapter 1. From the moment the ground gave way beneath our feet, it couldn't have taken more than a couple of seconds, but it seemed to go on forever, a nightmare in slow motion. "Watch out! It's slippery in here!" I followed him into the cave, the entrance just a thin slit in the rock. Out of the wet and into the dry, out of the warm and into the cool, out of the light and into the dark. That's when it happened. I heard the groan of the earth, a shout, the sound of him falling, and then it was as if somebody had pulled the ground from beneath my feet, and I was falling too. I didn't scream. Funny. I remember that quite clearly. I didn't scream as I fell. Just found myself wondering how far it was to the bottom, and how fast I'd be going when I got there. Then thinking, they're right. They're right, all of them. I am a weirdo. Apart from a few bruises, I'm not injured. Neither is Tozer. As instructed, I've been blowing my whistle. Tozer's is lost, of course. Instead, he's been playing his torch beam over the glistening walls as if he's hoping it'll burn a hole through the rock. Correction. The limestone rock. I know that for a fact. Once more, he shines the beam of light on the floor of this place. Then quickly, he switches it away and up towards where we came in. The beam isn't strong enough to penetrate the blackness. All I can make out, high above us, is the thin shaft of light that's squeezing through the rock and slime, now blocking the entrance. No way out, I hear in my head.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?